Time now for our weekly chat with the experts at ETF.com, the world's leading independent authority on ETFs.
People have been saying there are too many mutual funds since the 80s. For all the talk of smart beta, they haven't pulled in huge assets. The active managers are showing up in the ETF space.
Laura, right now, ETF.com shows over 70 technology ETFs with nearly $100 billion in assets. Of course, at the top of that list, you have two very popular broad-based tech ETFs, right? The Vanguard Information Technology ETF, ticker VGT, and the Technology Select Sector Spider ETF, XLK. Those two have over $20 billion each. But as I mentioned at the top, we are now seeing a growing number of more niche or alternative tech ETFs coming to market. And so just looking at some launches this year, and this isn't an exhaustive list, but we've seen the Goldman Sachs Motif Data-Driven World ETF, the Defiance Next-Gen Connectivity ETF, 5G, the ARK FinTech Innovation ETF, the Amplify Crowd Bureau Peer-to-Peer Lending and Crowdfunding ETF, which we'll actually be spotlighting later in the show. Do the ETF launches here surprise you at all? Or do you think it makes sense just given tech's performance and investors' interest in these areas? I just always think it's fascinating to see where ETF providers think the market is moving to.
Sure, sure. So I'm not really that surprised that issuers are drilling down into more and more granular segments of the tech market. I feel that they sort of have to these days because technology isn't so much a sector anymore, but it's an ecosystem. It's an economic ecosystem. The lines are blending between technology and pretty much every other sector out there, financials, healthcare, and consumer products, and so on. But what that means is that if every company is a tech company, then no company is a tech company. And people typically go to the tech sector for growth potential, for access to innovative ideas, for the next hot trend, that sort of thing. But those aspects are not being confined or concentrated into a single sector anymore. Instead, I think to get that same exposure to that kind of tech, that historical tech growth potential, you have to think in terms of theme, right? So the theme of artificial intelligence revolutionizing the workplace, or the theme of the Internet of Things transforming our global infrastructure, that sort of thing. That's where the growth and that's where the opportunity lies.
No, that's a really good point. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, because you're right, technology touches everything now. It touches every industry. So what is technology anymore? I thought you described that perfectly.
It's not so much. I think we're in this mindset that technology is a set of things or a set of products, and we have to move away from that. It's more of an expression of an idea. That's all I was going to say.
All right. So on the topic of new ETF launches in the quote-unquote tech space, you wrote a piece last week highlighting the Global X Cloud Computing ETF, ticker symbol CLOU. So this just launched a little over a month ago, and it already has 100 mil plus in assets. And what's interesting about that is there's a much larger cloud computing ETF out there, the First Trust Cloud Computing ETF, ticker SKY, S-K-Y-Y. But that's only taken in about 50 mil over the same time period. So this isn't a situation where the Global X ETF is, you know, some sort of brand new concept. What's going on with this one?
Right. And more than that, the Global X product is actually more expensive than SKY, which is not a story that we often see, right? The more expensive fund
right.
is taking assets from the existing competitor. So, you know, some of it I'm sure has something to do with brand recognition, right? Global X is, they have a slew of thematic funds, and doing thematic well is kind of what they hang their hat on. But specific to CLOU, CLOU, I think there are two big reasons that are sort of interrelated, and the first is performance. Of the three computing cloud computing ETFs out there, there's SKY and then there's one from Tortoise, TCLD. CLOU, the Global X Fund, is just beating the pants off of them in just the month that it's been on the market. And the reason for that performance, and I think this is why the flows have been so huge, is that the Global X's portfolio, their ETF's portfolio, is way different than that of SKY or TCLD. We're talking like 95 to 96% difference in holdings it's a vastly different portfolio with different names, and it's also a more pure play take on the space. Sky and TCLD, they place more of their emphasis on those big tech conglomerates that participate in the cloud computing space, but which don't really focus on it. Companies like Amazon or Microsoft, you know. So in that regard, Sky and TCLD are much more like the traditional broad tech plays that everybody's familiar with versus a narrow pure play on cloud computing, which is the Global X Fund.
There may be an obvious answer to this question, but when you look at thematic ETFs, and we talk about these alternative tech ETFs, in terms of finding success, does it ultimately come down to performance? Is that everything here?
No, at least in this space, right? So in the alternative technology ETF space, you have to be careful what you're comparing to, what benchmark you're comparing to, because technology ETFs kind of across the board, all of them outperform the broader S&P 500. But many of these narrow thematic ETFs in the alt tech space, they aren't outperforming, or they're only just barely outperforming the broad tech sector plays like XLK and VGT that you mentioned earlier. More than that, a lot of these funds are new. They don't have very long track records. So there's not a whole lot of data with which to work from in terms of performance comparisons. So there's a lot of noise in the signal. I think it's not so much that investors are looking for performance, but the promise, the potential of outperformance that they've historically associated with the tech sector.
We're visiting with ETF.com's Laura Krieger. Laura, all right, so I'm going to go potluck here. I want to throw out a laundry list of quote-unquote alternative technologies where we now have ETFs. I'll let you pick which one you'd like to discuss. So let's see. We have quantum computing, virtual reality, cybersecurity, mobile payments, server farms, artificial intelligence, which you mentioned earlier. Anything here you find particularly interesting?
I think one of the most interesting alt tech ETFs, one of the most interesting stories in technology today is happening around 5G, right? Cell phones are everywhere. Everybody has a smartphone. And increasingly, more people have smartphones than they have computers. And that sort of mobile technology, mobile networking technology underpins everything we do. And we're in the middle of this vast transition worldwide from 4G to 5G networking technology and networking infrastructure that is going to not only change the way that smartphones work, but it's going to enable things like the Internet of Things and so on and so forth. So it's a really big story that I think a lot of investors are overlooking because nobody really kind of understands how it works. So, and that's fair. It's a complicated concept. But it is a very important one. So there are currently, there's one pure play 5G ETF out there. There's soon to be another one. The first one is from Defiance, who has a slew of really interesting tech ETFs. It's the Defiance Next Gen Connectivity ETF. The ticker's 5G, FIVG. And that one's doing pretty well. It's been around for about 2 months. It's already to about $80 million in assets. That's pretty good for a narrow thematic ETF from a boutique issuer. The other 5G ETF that's on the way is from First Trust, and they're going to be converting an existing smartphone ETF, the First Trust NASDAQ Smartphone Index Fund, ticker PHONE, F-O-N-E. They're going to be converting that from a smartphone ETF to a focus on 5G. And phone, I understand why they're doing it, because phone never really kind of took off in terms of assets or anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see if it can kind of hold its own against 5G.
So. Laura, you mentioned the words pure play several times, and you touched on this a bit earlier, but one of the questions that always comes up around these thematic ETFs, these more niche ETFs, is just how pure play they actually are. Right. You look at some of the names of these ETFs. They look really exciting. You have these fun ticker symbols. But the question is, what are investors really getting in terms of exposure? How big of an issue is that?
You said it, right? It's everything, because if you're using these thematic ETFs let me back up a sec. I think investors view thematic ETFs as the new stock picking, right? You said it earlier. It's the cocktail hour ETF that you talk about, the quantum computing ETF, the 5G, the 3D printing. They're the hot, you know, they're the new stocks, really. And so if you're focusing on thematic ETF investing as your new stock picking, I think these kinds of investors are more than pretty much everybody else. You need to be able to peek under the hood of that thematic ETF and make sure that that allocation is exactly along and aligned with the theme that you're hoping that you're investing in. A lot of these thematic ETFs out there, especially kind of the legacy funds that may have been rushed to market in order to kind of grab that first mover advantage in the space, they might have portfolios that are maybe a little less in line with what you think, you know, a 3D printing or a 5G or a cloud computing ETF ought to be.
Well, and I think along with that, you know, look, you have to know you're making a bet, right? This is a bet,
right,
on a very narrow segment of the market. And so if you're going to look at these thematic ETFs, obviously these should be small satellite holdings in a well-diversified portfolio. But you have to know, you know, there's going to be a lot of potential risk and volatility here. There may be outsized returns. But, you know, these are when you talk about disruptive technologies and some of these new spaces, again, you never know exactly what you're going to get. Laura, we're going to have to leave it there. Excellent insight, as always. Appreciate you joining us this week.
Thank you for having me on, as always.
That was ETF.com's Laura Krieger.